This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You're listening to Derek T. Dortch on Fed Access. Thank you for stopping by the show. We're going to have an interesting show today. We've got two authors who've written this great book called Find Your Federal Job Fit. For those who are out there on the job search, if you're trying to find a federal job, or if you're already a Fed employee and you're looking to get another job, probably a great book for you to get to take a look at to find your right fit in terms of maybe the agency and the kind of job that will match you, your interests, your passions, and your personality. So we have with us today, we have Janet Ruck. She is one of the authors, and we have Carol Taylor. Welcome, ladies, to Fed Access.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to let both of you guys introduce yourselves and give some background before we go into the actual book. Janet, I'm going to start off with you. I know both of you guys are both career advisors to federal employees, have had a lot of time spent helping people, not only federal job seekers, but also federal employees, military people and everyone else. But give a little background about yourself, Janet, and let us know who you are.
Okay, yeah. Good morning. Thank you. I started my career with the Department of Health and Human Services, and I was a psychologist for a number of years with the federal government. And over my career, I found many individuals who didn't feel they were in the right place in terms of their career, in terms of their career choice. So over time, I found myself getting more involved in career advising and transitioned into that field. Towards the end of my federal career, I retired from the Department of Health and Human Services in 2003 and found myself very much involved with federal employees as a contractor. I do a lot of teaching and training of folks who are both in the government trying to find the right position for themselves, as well as people trying to get a job in the government. My whole purpose for this book, Carol and I have shared this philosophy, is that people need to start with themselves first, figure out who they are before they look for a position. And this is common practice outside the federal sector with private career consulting and career counseling. But with federal, most people just have this philosophy, just get your foot in the door and then you can move around once you're there. And that is not necessarily the case. So that's our purpose for writing this book, and that's my background in getting me to this point with this book.
Outstanding. Carol, let's break down. Carol Taylor, break down your background and how'd you get started with this?
Well, interestingly, I also worked for the Department of Health and Human Services. I had an entire career there, left in 2002. I ended my career as an employee development specialist. I was in the training office at the Administration for Children and Families. It was a small organization with about 1,600 employees, and so we were generalists. We had to do a lot of different things within that umbrella. I was the employee development specialist, and my area was career management and helping people to understand themselves better. And also, interestingly enough, Janet and I knew each other, but not well. We didn't know each other until we both left the federal government, got actively involved in a local career, in our state career professional organization. And we had lots of conversations around this. There are so many unhappy feds. There are so many people who don't like what they're doing, but they're not going to give up that good government job to go pursue something that they really love to do. So we thought about how we could get them to to start thinking about what they can do to place themselves more effectively. I have been a consultant with a number of federal organizations since I left the government, and all my experiences point to exactly what we're saying.
Right.
Folks need to find their best federal fit.
You know, you both point out something that I think is really, really important. You're finding people, and maybe you can kind of explain why you think this is the case, especially since you've been dealing with it for a number of years. For federal job seekers or also people who have gotten into the government, why is it the case that people don't really take a moment in time to maybe do a career assessment, maybe do a Myers-Briggs, maybe do a Holland or you know, a self-assessment to help them find out who they are? And then start matching that up with certain federal jobs. I mean, why is that so much the, you know, difference than what it is with the private sector or nonprofit sector when we're talking about career planning?
Go ahead. This is Janet. I think people believe that the federal government, it's sort of they view it as a faceless bureaucracy, and that people who work in the government somehow or another aren't valued and don't need to focus on their own individual interests and skills. And so they get in thinking, as I said earlier, looking just to get their foot in the door and then move around. And I think it's a very antiquated philosophy, probably wasn't even a good philosophy way back when, but definitely now it's not working because of a variety of reasons. People are looking for more meaning from their work, and the federal government needs people who are having the right skill set to do the work of the government.
So the whole dynamic of, and both of you can answer this, the whole dynamic of, you know, get into the government, just get any job within, you know, a lot of people, you know, some people, and I don't know where this advice came from, you know, gave that advice of just get into the government, get into any agency, and then once you get in, you can kind of jump around to other agencies. That's very much so a myth, would you say?
This is Carol, and I would say absolutely yes. Because if you think of the federal job search, from the point of the view of the person searching for you, the federal manager, they're not hiring you because they want you to leave. They're hiring you because they want you to stay. This process is just as convoluted for them as it is for the federal job seeker. There are laws and lots of laws that must be followed in order to hire someone. So when they go to hire somebody, they have to be very careful and do everything the legal way. And so they put a huge amount of effort into the federal hiring process, and then when they hire somebody, they want to keep them. So they're not going to just let them go because the person wants to go. They're going to want them to stay and do the job. There's something that I've experienced in my agency was if we didn't get a promotion, the hiring manager or my manager did not have to allow us to leave. They could just say, no, unless it's a promotion, you have to stay. So they want to keep you.
Sure. And I think, you know, with the whole mythology of, you know, just get into any federal agency, you guys worked at, you know, Health and Human Services. But if, you know, somebody, depending on what kind of job you have, I mean, some jobs are very transferable, whether it be, you know, administrative or maybe some kind of budget or finance or something like that, HR, some of those jobs are a lot more transferable. But even within that, there is no just easy, smooth process of interagency transfer. You can't just, you know, come into HHS and then all of a sudden, well, I'm going to transfer to DOD. It doesn't work that way, does it? I mean, Janet or Carol, either one.
Now, this is Janet. No, it doesn't work that way. Even within those core kinds of positions, there's differences between and among agencies. So a budget analyst at Department of Labor might be expected to do something different than a budget analyst at the Department of Defense. So, right, there's not a smooth transfer within and across agencies. Right, you're right about that.
You know, as you're thinking about it and as you kind of start thinking about the book, and we're going to talk about, because you've got this great kind of bonus section about 11 common federal job-seeking mistakes, and we'll talk about that later on the show. But what do you think a person should begin doing? If maybe speaking it from both perspectives, what should a person begin doing in order to self-assess and find that job that's going to be the right fit?
Well, this is Carol, and I will say that our book provides a career decision-making process that anyone can follow. It has lots of blank spaces for folks to think about and write down what's true about them, what's unique about them, their values, their interests, the things that they enjoy doing, so that they can start thinking about the kind of federal jobs that are available for their unique talents, skills, and abilities, and then to start researching them.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. I want to kind of keep on going with that path, what you just kind of mentioned about this kind of career decision-making tool, about how people can utilize this tool in order to help them find either the right position or the right agency. We're talking to Janet Ruck, and we're talking to Carol Taylor. They're both former feds working for Health and Human Services. They are now career advisors, and they've had a time in the federal government doing career advising, but now they're out there on private practice, and they've authored a book called Find Your Federal Job Fit. We'll talk about how to find the book and where you can get it later on in the show. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. George. We're going to be right back after this break.
Where did you leave it? Where could it have possibly gone? It's frustrating because you used to have your motivation with you all the time, and now, that's okay. We'll help you find it. First, let's find your reason. You know, your reason. What's that thing that makes you want to live to an age where you can say whatever you want to whomever you want and somehow it becomes charming? Next, find your thing. What is that healthy thing you actually love doing? There's got to be one, right? Finally, go find your partner. Who's the ping to your pong? The downward to your dog? Who'll keep your butt moving and vice versa? Find all of those things. We're pretty sure your motivation will magically appear. But if you're still having trouble finding it, try looking really, really hard in the mirror. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we're here to help you find your motivation to thrive. Visit kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
What is the military health system's quadruple aim? How is DOD ensuring it has a healthy and fit force? And what is DOD doing to reduce costs without sacrificing the quality of care delivered? Join host Michael Keegan on the next The Business of Government Hour as he explores these questions and so much more with Dr. Jonathan Woodson, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs within the U.S. Department of Defense.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Federal agencies are being told to start accepting login credentials from outside providers for access to federal websites. Over the next year, agencies will start phasing in support for login credentials from providers like Google, PayPal, and members of the OpenID initiative. Federal CIO Stephen Van Rokel says the goal is to get rid of duplicative and expensive back-end systems that agencies operate right now to manage public access to basic functions on their websites.
General Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology, information technology and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
Caps fans, hockey season is in full swing.
Doesn't get better than that.
The Caps are hard at work. Can you feel the excitement building? You've been doing your part in building America's hockey capital by extending our consecutive game sellout streak at Verizon Center. Tickets are still available for remaining games, but are extremely limited. So call 202-397-SEAT or log on to washingtoncaps.com/singletix and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
Have you been in government contracting, procurement, or acquisition for 30 years? NCMA has. Join the National Contract Management Association for the 30th Annual Government Contract Management Conference, November 14th and 15th in Bethesda, Maryland. The conference draws more than 1,000 government contract management professionals. Hear from respected speakers such as Scott Gould, Deputy Secretary, Department of Veterans Affairs, Martha Johnson, Administrator, GSA, and Shay Assad, Director, Defense Pricing, DOD. Learn more at ncmahq.org today.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we have been talking about how do you find your federal job fit? How do you find the right federal job for you? How do you find the right federal agency for you? We're talking to authors of a book that's out there called Find Your Federal Job Fit, Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor. They're both former federal employees at the Department of Health and Human Services who used to do a lot of career advising, career counseling at those agencies, and now are out there in doing private practice and advising government agencies and people in the federal government and those who are federal job seekers. And they have authored this book, Find Your Federal Job Fit. Janet, let me call on you first. In terms of, you know, this, we're talking about this in the first segment, about this career decision-making tool. But in this whole process, you know, I was interested because, I have my background in counseling. I do a lot of career counseling myself. I was interested to find and happy to see this, that you really do look at the holistic dynamics of saying, look at your activities, look at the things you enjoy, look at your interests and your passions. Why is that so important in finding your right federal job fit?
I think that any kind of job search begins with the individual, and then it moves outward into what jobs are available. So in the federal arena, if an individual gets a good handle on what motivates him or her, then that makes it that much more powerful for them to look for work that suits them, market themselves more efficiently, and also to find work that they can be most productive in.
You know, Carol, I mean, in this tight market, we're hearing about budgets shrinking. The budgets are shrinking. Agencies are cutting back on certain things. You know, we've got this whole dynamic where people are getting afraid that, you know, there's going to be a limit on government jobs. And that's where maybe that mentality of just kind of let me just get in anywhere. I mean, would you say that, you know, taking time to really self-assess can maybe help you increase the number of jobs that you will possibly get because you know who you are better?
I think so. And there are so many ways to figure out how you would fit into the federal system. So I think that knowing your best fit gives you the one-upsmanship, I guess I want to say, mm-hmm. on yourself. It gives you the knowledge of, well, I fit best here. This is the place that I need to search for. This is the kind of job I need to find in order to do my best possible work.
You know, go ahead. Keep on going.
Yeah, I have my experience is that I am a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I like working with people. That's very general, isn't it? I mean, I had to figure it out. I had to narrow it down until I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And as it turned out, doing what I want to do is also what I'm good at. So it works really well that way.
You know, both of you spent a lot of time, and Jenna, I'll call on you first. Both of you spent, you know, retired from the federal government. Would you say that you kind of learned about this as you kind of, it was kind of maybe a trial by error or kind of on the job training about kind of finding your fit or seeing other colleagues and other employees who were disgruntled about what they were doing? I mean, is this where you kind of saw that, oh, wow, this becomes so much important because we've got so many people who are working within federal government, but they don't like what they do. So it's having an impact on, you know, their work. It's having an impact on the colleagues. It's having an impact on everything. I mean, what do you think, Janet?
Yes, I think that's true. Frankly, I think this is the book that I wish had been available when I started my federal career,
mm-hmm.
so that I could have sat down and really focused on myself first, and then, like I said earlier, and then been able to focus on the kind of job that would suit me best and also the way I could kind of make my best impact. So I would say that is very true. It takes a lot of people many years through trial and error, and I would hope for folks that they find like Carol was saying earlier, know what you're good at, know if you're a people person, how that can serve you well as serve the agencies that you work for from drawing on your natural inclinations and your natural talents.
You know, in Chapter 4, you talk about developing your career identity. Carol, what does that mean? I mean, I see and hear about personal mission statement and branding yourself. I mean, what is that? What are you talking about with terms of creating a career identity?
Well, you know, in career counseling theory, the first thing you need to do is know yourself. And I think Socrates said that lots and lots of years ago. But as it turns out, knowing who you are, knowing how you fit, knowing what you are about in this world helps you to make effective career decisions. And that's the whole idea behind the book, is to help folks find themselves, know who they are, and know what they have to offer.
Right. With branding yourself, I mean, what is that, you know, Janet, what are we talking about branding yourself? I mean, what does that mean? A lot of people hear about that, but you hear about branding and you think about kind of advertising. You think about, the same kind of thing of a product. What does that mean in terms of an individual, though, especially in maybe a federal agency?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's incumbent upon everybody to know what their, as I like to say, what's your wow?
Mm-hmm.
When people meet you, people hear your name, people know about you, what is it that makes them say wow about you? And so a lot of times that comes from our natural talents, natural abilities, and it can also come from the skills we've developed over time. But in developing our brand, we need to really look at that thing, that one thing, maybe those two things that really set us apart from everybody else. In a federal agency, knowing your brand, knowing your wow, can definitely set you apart from other people.
And for with that, if a person self-assesses and says, listen, I'm great in terms of doing presentations, or I'm great in terms of doing reports, or I'm great in terms of doing analysis, then that is something that they should. Are you suggesting that that's something that you strengthen? You know, Carol, is that what you guys are, you know, talking about? Like, hey, once you know your wow, and I'm glad you guys said that, because I talk about that too, about the wow factor. So once you know your wow, is that something that you begin to work on and strengthen, and you really sell that to the agency about, hey, this is what I can provide to you?
Absolutely, yes, yes. And the thing is, there was a time when people said, know your strengths, work on your weaknesses, because that'll make you better. But no, we found that if you know your strengths and you work on them, you get even better and better. Your self-confidence increases, your ability to present yourself effectively increases, and it's a wonderful way to figure out what you have to offer in this world.
You know, both of you came out of the role of advising. I think it's important for people to know, within the federal government, in most agencies, I mean, you know, you're either employee development or, you know, training or career counseling. Do most agencies have people who were like, you know, who were in your capacities, who are there to help somebody really find out who they are and help them, you know, maybe increase their strengths, or, you know, help them get either some training or certain kind of things that's going to help them grow? Are there people in most agencies that were doing the jobs you were doing? Janet?
Janet? The answer is, yeah. No, Janet, go ahead.
The answer is, not most agencies.
Okay.
I think it's variable across the government.
Okay.
Being with budget cuts and things of that sort, it's not available in most agencies.
Wow. So, I mean, the people at HHS were fortunate to have, that kind of grouping, but you may not find that in your agency. And if you maybe work for a small agency, you probably definitely won't find that. Would you say that, Carol?
Absolutely, absolutely. And yet, it's there, and it should be sought out in the agencies that do offer it. I know with the right-sizing, downsizing, and outsourcing, a lot of these jobs have been outsourced. So it's something to check into and just make sure if your agency has it or not.
Would you say, you know, and hit both of you guys before we go into the break, If an agency doesn't have this, I mean, because some agencies are massive, and like you said, I mean, with the right sizing and budget cuts, sometimes these things are some of the first things to go. Would you recommend for a person who is either a federal job seeker or a person who is already a Fed and who is really kind of thinking, I'm not happy where I'm at, would you recommend that they go see somebody on the private side of, you know, a career consultant or somebody like that who can maybe help them do that? Would that be beneficial? Some people wonder, should I go see somebody? Is career counseling helpful? But what would you suggest? I mean, being from the perspective of a Fed, and we're not trying to, you know, push any services on anybody, but looking at it from both perspectives, how helpful is that? Janet?
I think it's very helpful. I think the more a person can do to figure out who they are, what their talents and interests are, and their wow, the better fit they'll be in the federal government in whatever they do in their life. They'll find ways to enhance and create opportunities to continue to build on that wow. So, yes, I do agree that that's a very valuable tool that people can give themselves. It's an investment in themselves.
Outstanding. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back for the next segment, I really want to get into these common federal job-seeking mistakes, because I really want some people to leave out of here with trying to avoid these landmines that, you know, that sometimes either prevents them from getting a federal job or sometimes prevent them from moving up the ladder or making a move to another federal agency that is the right fit. We'll talk about that on the next segment. We're talking about finding your federal job fit, and we're talking to the authors of the book Find Your Federal Job Fit. We'll talk about how you get the book towards the later on the show, but we got Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor. We're listening to these people and getting some good advice, and we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Derek T. Dortch on Fed Access on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
To the Marines who watch over the skies, it says the enemy can't see you. To the Marines who carry out their mission on the ground, it says I have your back. To adversaries, it says, don't even think about it. It is the F-35B, the fifth generation multi-role fighter jet that combines short takeoff and vertical landing capability with supersonic speed and radar evading stealth. The F-35B, the multi-role fighter that's equipped to go wherever Marines must go. Wherever the mission takes them, our Marines know it will be there. It's the F-35B, a fighter jet that can take off and land virtually anywhere. From the most remote, austere airfields and roads to modern ships. That means it can be based close to frontline combat, shrinking the distance between base and target. For the Marines and for our nation, that's a game-changing advantage. The F-35B, the multi-role fighter that's equipped to go wherever Marines must go.
Tradition never graduates. Come spend a day in Annapolis with your family, friends, and Navy football. See the midshipmen in their homecoming game versus the East Carolina Pirates, Saturday, October 22nd at 3:30 p.m. Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, presented by Verizon Wireless. Join us and experience a game day atmosphere like no other. Buy your tickets today for the Navy homecoming game and see the Mids take on East Carolina, October 22nd at 3:30 p.m. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
AT&T's commitment is clear. That's why we're announcing that with the planned merger with T-Mobile, AT&T will begin bringing 5,000 jobs to America from overseas. We will invest $8 billion more and deploy the next generation of wireless broadband to nearly everyone in America. This investment will create as many as 96,000 American jobs. We're ready to invest in America. AT&T.
Hey, Lucas.
Hello, Angie. You ready for dinner?
Yeah. Hey, is that a new radio for your ride?
Sure is. Went to Walmart for the Pioneer DEH44HD with HD radio built in.
HD radio?
HD radio is digital broadcast radio. Digital sound, new channels, no subscription fees.
From Walmart?
Great values there. Only $120 for a Pioneer HD radio receiver.
Forget dinner. Let's get my car and head to Walmart.
HD radio. More radio, more value. Now in the car audio department at Walmart.
Retirement is expensive, but dinner won't be because it's on me. Hi, I'm Mark Tabron, host of How to Protect and Grow Your Money on Federal News Radio. Join me for an informative dinner seminar at Rips Casual Dining on October the 27th in Bowie, Maryland. We'll talk about ways to help you disaster-proof your retirement. Call 1-800-783-1564 to make a reservation. Seating is limited, so call now, 1-800-783-1564. To learn more, listen Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. for How to Protect and Grow Your Money on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Much of the world's energy usage goes toward heating or cooling our buildings, but that could change if engineers are successful at making the perfect insulator. The heat that warms your home travels like sound as waves.
They tend to penetrate everything. They propagate around. They hit things. They exchange their energy with the walls.
And then get released outside, says Ned Thomas, engineering dean at Rice University. So he's designing material with microscopic openings that precisely match heat wavelengths and cause them to get reflected backwards. Then
you might be able to keep the home pretty warm just with your own internal energy.
That's right, body heat.
Now it's a matter of figuring out the best set of materials and the best manufacturing processes to do these things.
In a sturdy, cost-effective way. To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You're listening to Fed Access. Thank you for coming to the show. We're talking about find your federal job fit today. If you've been listening to the first couple segments or if you missed it, you need to go back and listen, because we're talking about how do you find the right job for you in the federal government, whether it be the right agency, the right position. But part of that is looking within, doing a self-assessment. We're talking about two people. We're talking to two people who have been in the business of advising people about their federal career for quite some time. Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor, they're the authors of the book called Find Your Federal Job Fit. And it's put out by Just Works. Janet, Just Works puts this out. Where can people find the book at?
Bookstore, it's carried, and also you can order it on Amazon.
Okay, so if anybody goes in and types in Find Your Federal Job Fit in Amazon, or if they just go to any kind of regular bookstore, they can find it as well. Or they can go to Just Works and possibly look at it over there, J-I-S-T Works, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, outstanding. You know, I was looking through the book, and you had some common federal job-seeking mistakes. I really want to kind of go over some of these things and maybe some of the ones that you think are very, very important. One of them that came out, and Carol, I want to maybe talk about this, is about, and this was really one I thought was really important. Number 8, not spending enough time targeting application materials to your audience. Why is that important?
You know, not to get too complicated, but the hiring system, again, with the federal government, it's somewhat complicated. Those who say it's easy, anybody can do it, I think it's the wrong message. The right message is you have to know the system and you have to work the system. And how you know the system is by reading those vacancy announcements and looking for the skills they are seeking, especially specialized skills, finding out what those skills are, and then finding the agencies that will use those skills. It's all about research, isn't it? It's really about the upfront time, finding out what they're looking for, and then finding out which agencies are the ones that are using the skills that you have.
Sure. Janet, would you say that a lot of people are creating materials that are too generic and they're not doing enough targeting, either looking at the right way, or they're applying for positions that are not a good fit, and so when they wonder, why am I not hearing back anything? Why am I not getting on, getting a call for an interview, or why is this happening? Is that the reason, because they're not targeting enough, they're not putting the energy into their materials and making it a right fit?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely true, that people don't spend enough time reviewing the vacancy announcements to see what's actually required in the position, and then not creating application materials that target. People need to invest a certain amount of time, and it can be several hours, 5 hours and up, in order to create a targeted application package. If you're not willing to spend the time with that investment of time, then you're probably not going to hear back from the organization.
And would you also say, you know, there's another one in here about kind of misrepresenting your background and experience. I mean, a lot of these agencies have, either kind of mandatory type things they're looking for, whether it be defense, you know, certain defense agencies, DIA or whoever the case is, they'll have, you know, certain knowledge, skills and abilities they're looking for or technical qualifications they're looking for. I mean, have you found that some people, because they're just saying, I got to get in here, they start trying to misrepresent themselves and then they end up kind of getting caught on the back end, and people say, you know, and people discover, oh, wow, you don't really have what you said you have. I mean, is that a common problem, Carol?
I don't know how common it is, but I do have a story I like to share.
Sure.
When I teach these classes, and this is about my colleague who he didn't have a degree, and he said on his application that he had a degree.
Hmm.
On the applications, you don't have to have a formal transcript. You can have an informal transcript. It's once you get into the system that they require the formal transcript, right?
Right.
So one day at break, right before break, the Federal Protective Police came and they took him away. They took him away without anything, without his coat, with, you know, just what was on his body. And he was never heard from again.
Wow.
They take this stuff very seriously.
And how long was he working before he was taken away?
A whole year.
So wow. So in this whole process, I mean, you know, and a lot of times, you know, people sometimes feel like, well, I need to just, you know, hype up my experience. You may think you're in, but somebody could start going back and rechecking, or they could have put a call out and then some new information came out later on in the time period. And you think you're in the clear. You think you're past a probationary period or whatever the case is, but that can come back and haunt you in the future. Janet?
Oh, definitely. People often resort to desperate measures, and desperation is not a job search skill, nor is it an impetus for finding the right job. So definitely, anything that is misrepresentative of who you are and what you've done is totally unacceptable.
There's something in here that I talk about a lot, and I'm glad that you mentioned it in here. Overlooking networking as a powerful federal job search tool. I mean, there's so many people, and Jenna, I'm coming back to you first and then go to Carol. I want to get both of you guys' perspective on this. So many people overlook the power of networking. They just think, you know, oh, I'm just going to go to USA Jobs and apply. And I'm not going to necessarily go to a career fair. I'm not going to try to meet people. I mean, how much are you kind of hurting your job search if you're not networking?
Networking is very important, certainly in the federal government. A lot of people don't see it as a value in the federal system, but it is. It's a way, once again, of helping you stand out from the competition. There's an expression, it's not what you know, it's not who you know. But it even goes beyond who you know and what you know. It's who knows you. So
mm-hmm.
It's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you. So get yourself known in your industry. That's why it's very important, as we were saying earlier, having a career identity so you can network with people through your professional association that are part of that industry that you have identified with. And those, a lot of times, you'll find at professional associations federal hiring managers who are in that industry. So, yes, get out there and get yourself known.
Carol, in terms of networking, a lot of people ask a question, well, how do I go about networking? I mean, you know, if you know, you say people say it's important and you know, I joined an association, but how do I go about maybe meeting these federal hiring managers? Do I go to an event? I mean, where should I start contacting? Can I contact these people individually? Will they respond back to me? What would you suggest?
I always like to say that career fairs are the best networking opportunity that you have. Those job fairs that people have been complaining about lately, well, a lot of times they don't actually have a job available. It's true. But grab the person's card, and there are plenty of federal agencies to go to college career fairs, and there are plenty of career fairs that aren't only geared for cleared folks. There are plenty of career fairs out there that anybody can go to, and just go with the whole idea of getting a card and starting to call that person, you know, every
two or three months and just letting them know how you're doing with your job search and ask them if they've heard anything lately about what's going on in their agency. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
So what you're both saying is that it is no harm in reaching out. It's no harm in contact. I mean, you know, these are federal workers, and part of their responsibility is to respond to people. There's no harm in making a contact, getting somebody, calling them. A lot of people get afraid to call the federal agency. Would you both say that, hey, listen, you know, do that? Janet?
Definitely. Don't rely on one job search method. It's a multi-pronged approach, and networking should be a huge part of that approach. Don't just rely on the online system. Definitely reach out.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about a couple more of these, you know, common myths, and then we'll talk about maybe a couple more strategies about how to help people get that right kind of federal job. We're talking to the authors of Find Your Federal Job Fit, Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor. Find Your Federal Job Fit can be found on Amazon, at Gist, or any kind of bookstores that you can look. Just go in, and it has a lot of great tips. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Today, computer attacks are more frequent, distributed, easy to mount, persistent, and disruptive than ever before. Some sectors are doing a better job than others in proactively addressing these concerns, though most do so following an attack. The market punishes those who do not respond well, but it does not reward those who are prepared in the first place. What can organizations do to solve this cybersecurity dilemma? A distinguished panel of top experts will focus on exploring market incentives that may or may not currently exist to stimulate greater corporate investment in cybersecurity protection measures. Listen to The Cybersecurity Dilemma, Incentives to Drive Change Rather Than Reactive Response, as part of the Booz Allen Hamilton Expert Voices panel series on October 25th at 12 p.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. For more information, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Booz Allen.
Where did you leave it? Where could it have possibly gone? It's frustrating because you used to have your motivation with you all the time, and now, ugh. That's okay. We'll help you find it. First, let's find your reason. You know, your reason. What's that thing that makes you want to live to an age where you can say whatever you want to whomever you want, and somehow it becomes charming? Next, find your thing. What is that healthy thing you actually love doing? There's got to be one, right? Finally, go find your partner. Who's the ping to your pong? The downward to your dog? Who'll keep your butt moving and vice versa? Find all of those things. We're pretty sure your motivation will magically appear. But if you're still having trouble finding it, try looking really, really hard in the mirror. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we're here to help you find your motivation to thrive. Visit kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Government technology professionals should prepare to attend GovCom 2011, the new trade show featuring government audiovisual communication solutions at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, November 1st and 2nd, featuring nearly 100 leading manufacturers and solutions providers showcasing the latest in audio-video, conferencing, collaboration, control systems, digital signage, and visual display technologies. GovCom will help government agencies and the military boost collaboration, enhance security, improve reliability, and cut costs. GovCom is your opportunity to see cutting-edge communications products, network with fellow technology professionals, and get valuable training from leading experts in government and industry. For more information and your free exhibits pass, visit govcom2mshow.org and use the code FED. That's govcomshow.org. GovCom is brought to you by Infocom International, the association representing the audiovisual industry.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Army is preparing to publish a new set of standards that will dictate what technology is allowed to operate on its network. Officials say the integrated network baseline will let the service do a better job of keeping up with the technology cycle by adopting common, open standards without dictating precisely what technologies they'll allow. The Army also plans to require any vendors who want to participate in its huge network integration evaluation to comply with the baseline.
General Dynamics Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology, information technology, and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
Join senior government leaders from CMS, NIH, HHS, VA, and MHS at AFSEA Bethesda's 4th Health IT Day, November 2nd at the Mayflower Renaissance Hotel in D.C. Discussions will include managing security for a mobile point of care, joint electronic health records, federal health regulations and procurements, and big data management. AFSEA Bethesda thanks premier sponsors Accenture, Booz Allen Hamilton, Intel, Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, Northrop Grumman, SAS, and Vangent. Register at afseabethesda.org/health IT Day.
The 12th Annual Excellence in Partnership Awards is October 26th at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. The Excellence in Partnership Awards honor those who have excelled at promoting partnership in government procurement. A special tribute to Mythbusters for those who embody effective communication between government and industry. Come celebrate at this special event for the government contracting community and the Multiple Award Schedules program. Register now for the Excellence in Partnership Awards at EIPAwards.com.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having a good conversation about the dynamic of finding your federal job fit. And what we're talking about with that is finding the right kind of job that matches your personality, that matches your skills, your experience, your education, your qualifications, finding that kind of right federal job fit. We've got the authors of the book, Find Your Federal Job Fit. Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor are with me on the show right now. We're talking about this whole process. Carol, you know, we kind of talking about these common mistakes that federal job seekers make. I know we've got the new USA Jobs 3.0 that just came out, and maybe we can give our comments on that. There was a lot of hype about 3.0. I think it was a little bit oversold, personally, as we start, going into it, and there were some technical things, and sometimes that happens, but 3.0 is out. But what would you say for a federal job seeker in terms of, do you just use USA Jobs, or, you know, because a lot of people just think, hey, I'll just go to USA Jobs and that's the only place to find federal jobs. What is the truth about that?
Well, this speaks to the point of knowing your agencies and knowing the agencies that you are targeting, because agencies aren't required by law to post their jobs to USA Jobs. They can post them on their own career site. They can actually post them in hard copy in their personnel office, but that's something else that we're not going to get into. But the thing is, if you know the agency that you are targeting, then you can go to their career site and you can look up the jobs posted there. One of the things I noticed about USA Jobs 3.0 is that the search machine, whatever search engine they're using, isn't working so well yet. So I'm sure that it's going to get better as time progresses. But right now, if you know the agency you want to work for, you can go onto their site and find all the jobs they're hiring for.
So really, in this whole dynamic, and Janet, once you speak to this, really, as you're kind of finding your right fit, you're also going to find maybe the agencies that also match your career interests and everything else. I mean, you may go to bestplacestowork.org from the Partnership for Public Service or different places, and as you kind of do a self-assessment, you're starting to realize, okay, these are the positions, these are some of the agencies that are a good match for me, and then I should go to these sites directly or call these HR person and find out where are they posting the jobs at. Would you say that, Janet?
I say that's exactly right. It goes back to knowing yourself first and then branching out from there and seeing what is available that will match that self-knowledge. So, yeah, don't rely on that. Too often people do that very broad approach going on to USA Jobs, just looking for anything, and it's pretty non-productive. So, yes, start with yourself first, and then you can target those agencies that match your goals.
You know,
Derek,
go ahead, Carol. Yeah.
This is Carol, and I'd like to interject something.
Yeah, please.
We're co-authors of a previous book called Guide to America's Federal Jobs.
Okay.
In that book,
does that work for everyone? We've already researched the agencies, and we have in that book the unique jobs that they hire for.
So even in that book, and I see you have in your book as well, you've got some information about various agencies in here as well. So you can take a look at both of these books and kind of start saying, if I've done A, B, C, and D, this may be the kind of job I'm looking for within the federal government. Would you say?
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that I've noticed with this federal job search and dealing with this for quite some time is that titles of certain federal jobs, and I'll use this as a classic example, the management analyst or the program analyst, where these titles can sometimes be deceptive, that a program analyst can be a number of different things, depending on the agency, depending on what you're doing, and that person may even have another title even within the agency. How do you overcome that whole dynamic of these generic titles that are put out there on USA Jobs or other job searching engines? Janet?
Once again, don't rely just on the description or the as you said, the position title. Look into the vacancy announcement, see what the duties are, see what the qualifications are for that position, because, some of those positions are used in different ways across different departments and agencies. So don't rely on just one piece of the vacancy announcement. Look through the entire document and find out whether or not you are qualified for that position.
And Carol, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I'm a real proponent of looking for first, look to see if you're eligible for the job, who may apply. Second, look if you're qualified for the job. And where you're going to find that is under the specialized experience. They tell you if they want you to have a certain kind of education, if they want you to have a certain kind of experience, or if they will allow for both. And then they give you examples, and those examples are fairly mandatory. They say it could be other things, but you want to have at least 80% of those skills when you apply for a federal job. That's what they're looking for.
Would you say in terms of this federal job search, and I saw something in here that I really thought was really good. Some people will, especially, and you mentioned this, Janet, about the desperation of a federal job search, and they'll start applying for anything and everything, hoping that something will stick. And I'm sure you probably hear a lot of the frustration from job seekers who said, I've been applying for everything and it's not working for me. What's your suggestion? We only got a few minutes left. What's your suggestion for job seekers out there right now? I'll start off with you, Janet. What should people be doing right now as we're looking at the next round of federal jobs, new budget cycle that just came out?
It goes back to the career exploration. Know who you are, know what you can do, know what you want to do, know what your talents are, and then go from there to find out what the jobs are that are available that fit those qualifications. So it starts with who. It always starts with who you are. Don't do a scattershot approach because, yes, that is very frustrating. Create a very targeted list based on your skills, talents, and personality.
So the key thing is really if you've been out there searching already, kind of take a step back possibly and then go in and do this self-assessment. Would you say, Carol?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what we would say. In a book called Find Your Federal Job Fit, that's exactly it. But this is what I like to point out to folks. It's about time management. Don't apply for jobs that you're not eligible to apply for. Don't apply for jobs that you're not qualified to apply for. Be very specific in how you read that vacancy announcement. And it's boring. It's full of jargon. Yes, and read it until you understand it. If you don't understand it, call the person on the vacancy announcement and ask them what it means.
Outstanding advice to kind of close out with. The book is Find Your Federal Job Fit. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in the bookstores. You can find it on also Just Works, J-I-S-T Works, who is the publisher of the book. Janet Ruck and Carol Taylor, thank you so much for coming on Fed Access. We're going to have to definitely have you back in a couple months to kind of, think about how things are going, especially as we're starting to see, some maybe reduction in force. We're starting to see some transition within the federal government. Maybe we can talk about those issues when we have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.